2 Chronicles chapter 35. Furthermore, Josiah kept a Passover to the Lord Jehovah in Jerusalem, and they killed the Passover on the 14th day of the first month, Nisan, March, April. And he set the priests in their charges, and encouraged them to the service of the house temple of the Lord Jehovah. And said to the Levites who taught all Israel, who were holy to the Lord Jehovah, put the holy ark in the house temple, which Solomon the son of David king of Israel built, it shall not be a burden upon your shoulders. Now serve the Lord Jehovah, your God, and his people Israel. And prepare yourselves by the houses of your fathers, after your courses, according to the writing of David king of Israel, and according to the writing of Solomon his son. And stand in the holy place according to the divisions of the families of the fathers of your brothers the people, and after the division of the families of the Levites. So kill the Passover, and sanctify yourselves, and prepare your brothers, that they may do according to the word of the Lord Jehovah by the hand of Moses. And Josiah gave to the people, of the flock, lambs and kids, all for the Passover offerings, for all who were present, to the number of 30,000, and 3,000 bulls, these were of the king's substance. And his princes gave willingly to the people, to the priests, and to the Levites. Hilkiah and Zechariah and Jehiel, rulers of the house of God, gave to the priests for the Passover offerings 2,600 small cattle, and 300 oxen. Kenaniah also, and Shemaiah and Nethaneel, his brothers, and Hashabiah and Jeiel and Jozabad, chief of the Levites, gave to the Levites for Passover offerings 5,000 small cattle, and 500 oxen. So the service was prepared, and the priests stood in their place, and the Levites in their courses, according to the king's commandment. And they killed the Passover, and the priests sprinkled the blood from their hands, and the Levites flayed them. And they removed the burnt offerings, that they might give according to the divisions of the families of the people, to offer to the Lord Jehovah, as it is written in the book of Moses. And so they did with the oxen. And they roasted the Passover with fire according to the ordinance. But the other holy offerings they boiled in pots, and in cauldrons, and in pans, and divided them speedily among all the people. And afterward they made ready for themselves, and for the priests. Because the priests the sons of Aaron were busied in offering of burnt offerings and the fat until night. Therefore the Levites prepared for themselves, and for the priests the sons of Aaron. And the singers the sons of Asaph were in their place, according to the commandment of David, and Asaph, and Heman, and Jeduthun the king's prophet. And the gatekeepers waited at every gate, they did not depart from their service, because their brothers the Levites prepared for them. So all the service of the Lord Jehovah was prepared the same day, to keep the Passover, and to offer burnt offerings upon the altar of the Lord Jehovah, according to the commandment of King Josiah. And the children of Israel who were present kept the Passover at that time, and the feast of unleavened bread 7 days. And there was no Passover like it kept in Israel from the days of Samuel the prophet, neither did all the kings of Israel keep such a Passover as Josiah kept, and the priests, and the Levites, and all Judah and Israel who were present, and the people who lived in Jerusalem. In the 18th year of the reign of Josiah, this Passover was kept. The 14th day of the first month, 3504 AH, 538 BC. After all this, when Josiah had prepared the temple, Necho king of Egypt came up to fight against Carchemish by Euphrates. And Josiah went out against him. But he, King Necho, sent ambassadors to him, King Josiah, saying, "What have I to do with you, you king of Judah? I am not coming against you this day, but against the house with which I have war, because God commanded me to hurry. Keep yourself from meddling with God, who is with me, that he not destroy you." Nevertheless, Josiah would not turn his face from him, but disguised himself, that he might fight with him, and did not listen to the words of Necho from the mouth of God, and came to fight in the valley of Megiddo. And the archers shot at King Josiah, and the king said to his servants, "Take me away, because I am greatly wounded." His servants therefore took him out of that chariot, and put him in the second chariot that he had. And they brought him to Jerusalem, and he died, and was buried in one of the tombs of his fathers. And all Judah and Jerusalem mourned for Josiah. And Jeremiah cried greatly for Josiah. And all the singing men and the singing women spoke of Josiah in their cries to this day, and made them an ordinance in Israel. And, look, they are written in the Lamentations. Now the rest of the acts of Josiah, and his goodness, according to that which was written in the law of the Lord Jehovah. And his deeds, first and last, look, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah.